Hello and welcome to this one-off podcast on tiny houses and their possible potential and influences on the future. We're happy that you're listening. I'm Annika, I'm 20 years old, and I will start this podcast off with the introduction.
My name is Lara, I'm 20 years old, and I will take part in the discussion and then conclude the most important findings.
So, as we have already established, Lara and I will be talking about tiny houses and their many eco-friendly, practical and futuristic aspects. We hope that this little exploration into new realms of lifestyle and architecture will be entertaining and interesting to you. Let's get started. A house is qualified as a tiny house if the number of square meters is below 40, which allows very different houses to be classed as a tiny house without sharing many more characteristics. Many of them are mobile homes, but permanent ones exist as well, which can be built on smaller plots of land than common houses. These type of homes usually advocate a more outdoor-based and ecological lifestyle. The movement for smaller and smaller homes has originated in the US and has gained popularity over the years. Tiny house enthusiasts usually value sustainability, cost efficiency, and a reduced footprint. Thus, they downsize and adjust to a more minimalistic lifestyle. There's a lot of media related to tiny homes. People blog about their experiences or document how they build and live in their tiny homes with pictures and videos. Even Electronic Arts hopped on the bandwagon and released two of The Sims 4 expansion packs that relate to our topic here, tiny living and eco-lifestyle. Environmental awareness from a game, who would have thought? But seeing videos, blog posts, articles, and even documentaries on tiny homes. Who lives in them? Honestly, I would want to live in one. Just a cozy little home to make my own. And that does fit the demographic surprisingly well. Due to the small amount of space that is available in a 40 square meter home, they are usually inhabited by singles or young couples. Many young people, such as millennials or Gen Z, only want a small family or no children at all, and want a more ecological, free way of life, and tiny living is ideal for that. On the note of families, they use this mode of living less often, since a private space for each family member cannot be guaranteed, and children mean that less of the already scarce storage space will be taken up by more clothes and toys. If people live in a tiny home and start a family, they might have to expand the house past the 40 square meter mark or relocate into a bigger house to allow alone time and a separate personal space for all members of the family. The urge to declutter and live minimalistic is ever present in a small space, so that most people reduce their spending habits in order to keep their house organized and tidy with as little excess and waste as possible in order to use their storage effectively. Now Lara will tell you more about less waste, effective storage and renewable energies that are connected to tiny homes.
Regarding these aspects, the following question arises. Are tiny houses the answer to a growing population and growing inequality in the future? As Annika already pointed out, decluttering and living a minimalistic lifestyle is very popular amongst tiny house enthusiasts. Many of them have to downsize from a regular house to a tiny house, although some of them even confess to still keep an additional storage space, which does of course not contribute to this lifestyle. If they overcome this and reduce their storage space completely to their tiny house, it leads to a more sustainable use of storage, clothes and food. Moreover, renewable energies, such as solar energies, are often used by tiny house owners. They are low in cost, good for the environment, and lower the carbon footprint of the people using them. Regarding the carbon footprint, energy independence can be taken a step further with off-the-grid living. Especially mobile homes, which are clearly not connected to the electrical grid, offer a good opportunity to live off-the-grid lifestyle. This lifestyle is usually accompanied by using solar panels for energy, composting toilets and propane-powered appliances, such as water heaters or furnaces, which give people the opportunity to live completely independent. Tiny houses will be a great opportunity for future residential housing. If people would follow the named aspects, more tiny houses would mean more people lowering their carbon footprint, A low carbon footprint will be very important for our future. Large carbon footprints contribute to a depletion of resources, greenhouse gas emissions, and climate change, which is why everyone should try their best in lowering their own footprint. Apart from being aesthetically pleasing, tiny houses have many advantages that could lead to them being our future homes. Summing the main points up, they are fitting for smaller families, are good for decluttering, and make living a minimalistic lifestyle possible. Living in them requires downsizing and gives people the opportunity to live an eco-friendly lifestyle or even living off the grid. All these points contribute to lowering the carbon footprint, which is important for our future. So why not think about living in a tiny house yourself?
Thank you for listening.